Macmillan Audio presents Lights On, How Understanding Consciousness Helps Us Understand the Universe, by Annika Harris, narrated for you by the author. With appearances from Susan Blackmore, Sean Carroll, Daniel Shamovitz, David Eagleman, Sasha Fink, Adam Frank, Philip Goff, Joseph Goldstein, Brian Green, Donald Hoffman, Patrick House, Christoph Koch, Jana Levin, George Musser, Carlo Ravelli, Zoe Schlanger, Anil Seth, Lee Smolin, and Sarah Imari Walker.
So I think I understand. So if I strip all that away, like a conventional view of the world and the illusion of feeling like a self, and then there's just this like flow of experiences, just raw felt experience, like in your analogy to the pot of boiling water, where the water would be consciousness and the content or the felt experiences are the bubbles. Whatever that experience is, you're saying it's just a view or like a perspective of fundamental reality?
Yes, I think that's right. But at bottom, it's all water. It's all consciousness. And if consciousness is fundamental, then the structure of consciousness is described by physics and mathematics. Okay, wait. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. What I just said sounds completely crazy out of context, even to me.
Yeah.
We need to go back and start at the beginning.
I think that's a really good idea.
I'm Annika Harris, and this is Lights On, an audio documentary about the science and philosophy of consciousness. I focus on why consciousness continues to be so difficult for scientists to study, and just what makes it such a perplexing phenomenon.
Your perception of time changes with attention.
If visual cannot be the way I think it feels, then I want to be quite sure just how it does feel.
Intrinsically.
Then I ask whether, if space and time breaks down at that fine scale, whether
you have
there could be a residue of those effects in our
scale. That's exactly what they're trying to do with me, right? They tried to turn me into human homing pigeon.
So that's my view on consciousness, but now I'm dying to know. Tell me the different view.
Join me in my conversations with scientists and thought leaders in an attempt to think creatively about this enduring mystery and to help carve a path toward a better understanding, if such a thing is possible. The opening exchange was from a conversation I had with my producer, Jay Shapiro, in one of our last meetings for the production of this documentary. In 2019, I published a book called Conscious, A Brief Guide to the Fundamental Mystery of the Mind, which addresses questions such as, what is consciousness? What gives rise to it? Where does it exist in nature? And could it be generated by artificial intelligence? And through the process of writing that book, I uncovered another, perhaps even more important scientific question. Is consciousness fundamental? That is, could it be an irreducible property of the universe, existing alongside those that physics has already begun to understand, such as gravity, electricity, and the strong and weak nuclear forces? After the publication of my book, I wondered which physicists, neuroscientists, and philosophers might be exploring this question in their work. And I began recording interviews in search of an answer. These conversations took on a life of their own, eventually crystallizing into this audio documentary, which tracks my quest. Eventually, I became convinced that a view of the universe in which consciousness is fundamental is a real possibility, which completely took me by surprise. And this audio documentary is the story of how I got there. I'll start at the beginning with the things I was thinking about and wondering about when I first began writing my book, and then we'll go on to explore the stream of questions that arose over the following years for me in the midst of my continued obsession with understanding consciousness and its place in the universe. The goal of this introductory chapter is to get listeners up to speed on the lay of the land. It will largely be a review of the material in my book, Conscious, but if you're anything like me,